Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
More friends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud.
That's his walk-on music, Adam Alexander, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. He stepped away from FS1 to join us here in radio and just
wow.
On radio. Just,
you know?
Just give us his perspective on everything. And we look forward to it every week, but you know what? I also look forward to giving him a little nugget.
Okay.
Sometimes he mentions it. He's told us. Well, first of all, good morning, Adam.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Today is the day of the first motor race. They just called it a motor race, and the race was on a steam-powered quadricycle. And it was built by a French toy maker, but it took place today. And didn't give me the actual speed of these, but this was the first race.
But it was in France.
It was in Europe.
In Europe.
Yes, so which was where France is.
So what in Rockingham?
Pardon?
Rockingham, North Carolina.
Okay.
No, it wasn't at the Rockingham.
No, it was not there. This was an
yeah, I thought it was Martinsville.
But anyway, I just gave it one of those little insignificant tidbits to when, you know, things get boring. Throw that out there, a little nugget to throw out there.
Anything but boring, man. Come back. Before we get into Dover, we got to get into the finish last week
at Talladega. Yes.
And my goodness, man, I don't know if you saw that. Well, of course, you always expect to have something big happen there. But the way it finished and the winner and just the whole visual when it ended.
Again, the biggest part. Was it the win or the guy who won?
I don't know.
The reaction of the guy who won. That's what I'm curious about.
Which one, Adam?
I would say the way we handled it because I was on Monday on Race Hub and we were a lot about Michael Jordan. And how can you not be? Because he was there and it wasn't just that he was there and his car won. But it was his genuine reaction.
There you go.
I think Michael could have been there and it not been as much about Michael had he not had the reaction he had. His reaction was priceless. Mm-hmm. And it confirmed his investment and his passion for the sport. And so with that, it's like that's the direction you have to go. And you know, you can debate where does NASCAR fit into the sports landscape. Motorsports is always in an interesting place. From a ratings perspective, you can do these comparisons to the PGA Tour and the NBA playoffs and the NCAA tournament. And the NFL, as we know, is in this different stratosphere from all other sports. But it's always going to be – motorsports is always going to be looked at differently. And when you have crossover – you start to realize where NASCAR does fit. And last week was another glimpse of the role that NASCAR can play in the overall sports world. And there was tremendous validation in that from Michael Jordan. And we saw it in the reaction on social media of so many that supported Michael and his win. And I'm not talking about people from motorsports. I'm talking about people from all the other forms of sports that were supportive of Michael, seeing him on the big stage getting to celebrate.
I absolutely believe that did more than any diversity department at any of the tracks.
Well, no, because what you had Magic Johnson going on social media.
Well, that's another one, too.
Congratulating him. And Adam, there are people saying, all right, Magic, when you getting in? By the way, the car number 32 is vacant right now. And so I mean, yeah, a lot of people just saw that and really chimed in. I followed that thread for a while. It was pretty interesting.
And I will say this, you know, it's just cool because we all know and have this perspective of Michael Jordan, right? And who he was as a player. And then he got into the ownership side of things in the NBA and the various business ventures he's been in. But I feel like he was a little, you know, more behind the scenes. You would see him visibly, but those, you know, some of the things that he supported, the Hornets were never, you know, incredibly successful with Michael at the helm. And now you see him doing this NASCAR thing, and he's been out there. And we saw him last year when both his cars made the playoffs. He was at the track quite a bit. And the images of him post-race with his arm around his drivers, whether it be Tyler or Bubba, and supporting them through the good and the bad, but then to see the way he reacted to that win, and for him to say, I mean, Michael Jordan, six-time NBA champion, and the NBA MVP awards, finals MVP awards, and Hall of Fame, and all that stuff, and to hear him say, I'm living vicariously through these drivers because I can't do it anymore, I can't compete, that was like, what a statement from him.
Again, it was, for me, it was really fun to watch because that statement that you just said, we've heard that before. You know when we heard it? When he was playing for – you were bringing up Birmingham.
Yeah.
When he talked about being around those young kids playing baseball and you know, just the fact that their enthusiasm and the way they approached it wanted him to change not just the perception of him but how he went about going about doing what he does. And that, of course, then springboarded him back into basketball. But – living vicariously through the lives of, or being an athlete through the lives of these young minor leaguers who haven't got to where he got.
Ironically, he's right down the road from Birmingham and Hoover, where he played last week at Talladega. Folks, we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Adam Alexander this morning. Getting set to go racing on the Monster Mile at Dover this week, but we do have someone in a seat. That's because of an injury last week at Talladega. Eric Jones is out in our home, folks. Corey Heim is going to get a chance to start and driving a cup race today.
Yeah, Corey Heim, 20 years old from Marietta, Georgia, and has been very, very impressive. I like this kid a lot in so many ways. He is just a tremendous talent, and we saw it last year in the Craftsman Truck Series when he won six times, I think it was last year. You check me on that. I don't know exactly how many times he ended up winning last year, but he was the regular season champion. He made the championship four. We started to see him do some Xfinity stuff last year for Sam Hunt, a smaller team in the Xfinity series. He's been doing more Xfinity stuff this year, still running full time in the truck series. And he was announced early this season as the relief driver for both 2311, Michael Jordan's team, and Legacy Motor Club, which is the team that Eric Jones drives for, and John Hunter Nemechek, and that team is owned by Jimmy Johnson, who will actually be in the race today. He's doing a handful of starts. One of them is today at Dover. Richard Petty, a part of this operation. And he does a lot of the test driving Corey Heim does. And many will say, when you talk about the young up-and-coming stars, who is your guy? Most will tell you it's Corey Heim. He's just been very impressive. He's a humble kid. He's all about racing. He's a gym rat, to put it in basketball terms. He's just in it all the time. Eric Jones gets hurt last week at Talladega, and enter Corey Heim, who will make his cup debut today at Dover, driving the 43 car.
Can I just put a tip on something before I ask him this next question? What I was trying to say was that win last week elevated and enlightened a lot of people to not only the competitive nature of that dude, which you've been hearing about, but you don't see it on display that often, and his love of what he's trying to do next, but also of all the tracks for this to happen to at Talladega. You know, Daytona is an island unto itself, but I just thought it happening at Talladega the way it did and all that other stuff was magical, and it will bring eyeballs to the sport in a way that no other department or anybody else can do. When you see him there with that reaction at that track, that's what I wanted to say earlier. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what do you feel about the double that's attempted this year? Kyle Larson. I can't say his name. Kyle Larson is attempting to be, what, the fifth guy to do the Indy 500 and Charlotte in the same day?
Yep. It's big, and it's very difficult. You know, you mentioned some of the drivers that have done it before. John Andretti got it going. Robbie Gordon did it at least once, maybe twice. Tony Stewart is on that list. Kurt Busch did it. And Tony and Kurt are the two that did it most successfully. I think each of them finished in the top 10 in both races when they did it. I'm not 100% that that's the case, but you could look that up. I know Kurt did. I'm not sure if Tony did or not, but I think he did as well. High expectations for Kyle Larson, and for some that don't know what the double is, doing the Indy 500 in Indianapolis on Memorial Day weekend, the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, hopping on a helicopter, flying to the airport, getting in an airplane, flying to Charlotte, and then helicoptering into the Charlotte Motor Speedway and doing the Coca-Cola 600 in NASCAR. So you're doing a minimum of 1,100 miles, and I say a minimum because this Coke 600 could go to overtime and you could do more, right?
Oh, geez.
And so it's crazy. You know, there's so many pieces of it, the physical part, the mental part, just to travel back and forth, the discipline to drive two totally different types of race cars and two racetracks that really don't have a lot in common. It's a lot to ask, but he's doing it with, you know, great support. And I feel like we talk about the most talented drivers out there, and Larson is on that short list, and he's so good at everything he does. I just cannot wait to watch him do this and see how he handles it.
I was just going to say, before we get, and I know Sam has got a question, but when you said that out loud, were that to ever happen, would that be the greatest achievement in motorsports history if you were to win the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola in the same day?
Wow.
There's no question. I mean, there's just no – I feel like if you can finish top five in both, that is remarkable. And I don't know. I had this conversation with someone recently. You know, when you go back and you look at some of the drivers that were racing in the Indy 500 when Tony Stewart did it, you know, that was a who's who. I felt like there was tremendous depth and talent then in Indy. And so I feel like the door is more open now for success in Indianapolis than there was then. Some will debate me on that, and that's to take nothing away because the field is stout now. There's some really, really good drivers in IndyCar. But you know, that debate will rage on about the difficulty of winning in Indy. I feel like in NASCAR, the depth of competition is very similar. And, you know, you had a lot of Hall of Famers racing then that have since retired. You have a lot on track now. So the level of competition is high on both sides. But I do feel like the success at Indy can come for Kyle, and that's where the biggest question mark will be. We all know what he's capable of driving a stock car at Charlotte Motor Speedway. He's proven that, and he'll be a player in the Coke 600 for sure.
Yep, you're wrapping things up with Adam Alexander. Once again, he is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander at Adam1Alexander. Kyle Busch on the pole today. What's the key to being there and getting a victory, especially on this layout that is unique there at Dover?
It's hard, but starting up front is very important for a couple of things. One, track position is enormous. It's hard to pass here. And so if you can get out front and control the race, that's big for you. The other thing is, by starting on the pole, he gets the number one pit stall. And pit road here is tight. It's difficult. So, you know, if you got that number one pit stall, you have a chance to really make up ground on pit stops. And that is huge. I mean, that's just the easiest place to pass at any racetrack is on pit road. And so if Kyle can maintain the track position, control the race, utilize that number one pit stall, maybe today will be the day that he could go out and get his first win of the year. He needs it. I mean, he's a championship driver that's hovering right around the playoff cut line. And, you know, at the very least, he needs to take advantage and get a ton of points today to help his position in the standings. But a win would be enormous for that race team because RCR has really struggled this year, and I don't think anyone would have probably anticipated Kyle going out and starting on the pole. He surprised us once. We'll see if he can surprise us twice and go out today and win the race.
What's coming up today on FS1?
We'll do a little reflection on what happened last week at Talladega, the magnitude of 23-11 winning, and Michael Jordan and the role that he played in all of that. And then we'll just tell you all about the Monster Mile. Difficult place, who the players are, who the favorites are, and what we should anticipate today, because this is a very grueling race. 400 laps at this place will wear you out, and it's going to be warm today. It's going to be an enormous challenge for the drivers, so we look forward to a big event today at Dover.
All right. I'm telling you, man, that would be the coolest trophy, period. The winner of the double. That would be the cool, man, that would be the trophy to go. Forget about Olympic gold. You want to be the winner of the double. Anyway, Adam, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoy your day, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks again, Adam.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Adam Alexander, FS1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.